Bible and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 27. Psalms 27. I'd like to look at verse 14 for just a minute. Psalm 27, 14. If there's ever a verse that all of us need to continually hear and have taught us afresh, it's this: wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, waiting is something that just does not come naturally. We all need to be taught to wait on the Lord. This is the answer to every trial, every question. What's the right thing to do? Here's the right thing to do: wait on the Lord. Now, here's what we're doing right now. We're asking to ourselves, what does the Scriptures, what does the Word of God teach? What does that mean? What does it mean? We'd like to know that answer. If that's the admonition of the Lord, wait on me. Lord, would you tell me something about that? The word wait, interpreted, means to bind together, to expect, to look patiently to. So to wait upon the Lord can be summed up right here: believe him, trust him, look to him. Now, there's three things that I want to just very quickly mention concerning waiting on the Lord. Number one, this must be the continual position of a believer. There is no time when a believer is not admonished to wait on the Lord. Secondly, this is the believer's only support. We don't have anything else. Is he going to do all things after the counsel of his own will? Yes. Is he going to do it in his timing? Yes. Then what is the admonition? Wait on the Lord. And then thirdly, this is truly a believer's reward. This is a reward to be able to wait on the Lord. Now first, waiting on the Lord must be the continual position of a believer. If there's going to be any peace, if there's going to be any assurance, comfort, if there's going to be any, and we're in the midst of trials and tribulations and turmoil, and there's something all the time, there's always something going on. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 10:23, "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Now we're dependent. We're dependent on the Lord. That's the way it is. He's the potter, we're the clay. He's the shepherd, we're the sheep. That's the way it is. It's not going to change. We're born with a heart that is convinced that we can. But by the grace of God, we're taught, no, we can't. The Lord said, John 15:5, "I am the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Now think about that. Without me you can do nothing. We think we can handle it, we can do something. We can do something. No, he said, no, you can't. Wait on the Lord. Because we don't know the end from the beginning. We don't. We don't work all things after the counsel of our own will. We can't. So here's the right thing to do. Wait on the Lord. Was this not the way that we were first converted? Waiting on Him. Before, what were we doing? We were thinking that we were handling it. We were doing all things, but like those physicians, those many physicians, that woman suffered all those many years. But, you know, the Lord brought us to the end of ourselves. And we were made by the grace of God to wait on Him and trust Him. Lord, You said, come unto Me. I'll give You rest. To wait on the Lord is to believe Him. We just believe God. We rest in Him. Colossians 2:6, as you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, well, let's just walk in Him that way. We have progressed no further than when we first believed. God's people, as I said earlier, do grow in grace, but they don't grow any other way except trust in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is active. By nature, man thinks that waiting means that we do nothing. That's not what waiting on the Lord is. You know, we're active in our waiting. We know that His counsel is going to stand. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. But as we wait by faith, now listen, here's waiting on the Lord. We knock, and we seek, and we ask, and we wait. And He said, you knock, it's going to be open. You seek, you're going to find. You ask, and it will be given to you. When? When it pleases God. Let me tell you three things that I bring up all the time. The best advice that I could give myself from the Scriptures on waiting on the Lord. Listen, here's waiting on the Lord. The continual hearing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The continual hearing of the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing. You know the worst thing I can do for myself? Absence myself from hearing the gospel preached. That's the worst thing I can do for myself. Not be there when God's people are meeting and hearing the gospel preached. Because when I don't hear, I miss the God-ordained means of God granting faith. Faith cometh and cometh. Well, I got enough last week. I told you about the air that I breathed last week. I sure did appreciate it, but it's gone. Faith cometh. Here's something else. Search the Scriptures daily. Like those in Berea. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica. I need to be remembered. Reminded of that. When do you read? Whenever it's good time. Whatever's good for you. I think just starting the day and ending the day is a good advice. But that I'll leave that up to you. Search the Scriptures daily and find out if what I'm saying is so. If what I'm saying is so, then I'm going to tell you something. We're all to believe it. Find something that I'm saying that's not so, come tell me. I'd love to hear it because I owe you an apology if I've said something that wasn't so. But if I said something that was so, we're obligated to believe it. And thirdly, on waiting on the Lord, meet with the Lord in prayer. And when you pray, enter into your closet. When's a good time? I'll leave that up to you. when you pray. That's what the Lord said. He didn't say a time. When you pray. And he said, and when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites are. They love to be seen of men. That's what makes it so hard for you men that are asked to open or close and read scriptures. And you know, that's hard. That's a struggle. It is for me. Because everybody's listening. Man, I'm telling you, when you meet with the Lord in secret, you tell him some things. There's some things that I'll say and ask the Lord I'd never say in front of you. Never. Never. But waiting on the Lord, hear the gospel. Hear the gospel preached. Seek the Lord in the scriptures daily. See if these things are so. And meet with the Lord in prayer. And God Almighty has promised, you knock, you seek, you ask, and you will receive. David said in Psalm 25:5, lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. The older I get, the more I realize I really am. I'm going to have to stand before God. I'm going to have to stand before God. And the books are going to be opened in the book. Oh, that I might be found in the book. Lord, let me walk as one that adorns the gospel, the doctrine that you've taught me. Let me walk like a believer. I want to treat you like a believer treats a believer. That's what I want to do. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and He will not leave us destitute. My soul, Psalm 62:5, wait thou only upon God for my expectation, for my salvation. What that is from Him. Wait on the Lord for deliverance from the trials of this life. Proverbs 20:22, say not thou, I will recompense evil. Don't do that. Boy, we're tempted. We're tempted. Say not thou, I will recompense evil. What am I to do? Wait on the Lord. And He shall save thee. That's a word of comfort in it. Secondly, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. There's the admonition. And here's the promise. And He shall strengthen thee. This is our only support. This is all the support we've got. Now, how can I be of courage when I feel, as Isaiah, you that know Him, do you feel this way too? You ever feel just so helpless? Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. You don't realize the pressure. You just don't know. You just don't realize what I'm going through. Listen to what Isaiah said. Isaiah 38:14. He said, I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Lord, ease me. Have you ever just felt, Lord, I'm just beaten down. It just seems like every time I turn around, there's something else. There's a new something. There's another phone call. There's something else that I hear that I wish I hadn't heard. Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. But how can I be of good courage? It's not in my ability. I realize that. But I can, by the grace of God, remember what the Lord has promised. Lord, you said you will never leave me and you'll never forsake me. Listen to Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage, fear not nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is he that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Man, I need to hear that. I need to be taught that again. What do you got, Marvin? I got his word. That's all I got. I don't see any strength in me. I can tell you that. I get my feelings hurt. I feel be of good courage. Be of good courage. We got the enemies of the flesh. I got Satan. I got the world, sin that dwells within. But the Lord has promised. He's promised me. Promise. The armor that he's given us. Our loins are girt about with the truth of the gospel. The truth of who he is and who we are, what he's done, and where he is now interceding for us. He's praying. Mark, he told Peter, Satan hath desired to have you and sift you as wheat. And obviously the Lord was going to allow him to do it because he said, but I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Man, it's painful. It's painful, isn't it? Be of good courage. We got the breastplate of his righteousness. Righteousness that has been imputed, not earned. Aren't you thankful? Feet that are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, whereby we stand and walk. And declare the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shield of faith. When Satan's fiery darts are hurled and we're fearful and depressed and weary and find ourselves questioning our safety, he said, be of good courage. Take the helmet of salvation that protects us from the lies of Satan spews out to this world trying to carry away the bride, and then praying without ceasing. Our weapon of offense, the Word of God. The Lord said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. He directs his word, orders his word for his people, for their good, for their encouragement. We wait on the Lord. We're running a race. We've got to fight. We're fighting. And all the while we're remembering. Be of good courage. Whenever the next thing hits, Lord, would you bring back to my memory, Lord, your promise, your word. I'm just a weak beggar that knows that I can't supply for myself. Paul says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, distresses, for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then I am strong. Listen to this. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. You mean to tell me that I'm strong when I realize how weak and frail and needy I am? You mean that's when I'm strong? I was always told, be bold as a lion. Nothing affects me. You can't get me. Oh, that ain't the way it is with me. That's not the way it is with me. I'm a frail creature. And I hurt. And I'm fearful. You mean to tell me that strength is when I realize how weak I really am? Yeah. There's your strength. There's your strength. My grace, he told Paul, the apostle, when Paul asked him three times, he had a thorn in the flesh. And I've told you before, I don't know whether the wording says, he asked over and over, thrice I besought the Lord, whether it says over and over and over or three times. It doesn't matter. But here was the answer. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength, his strength, is made perfect, mature in the weakness of his people. That's when. God's strength and grace to his people is never more glorified or appreciated than when his people are made to see their weakness and their inability. It doesn't just thrill your heart when, oh, you see something, you know something's going on, and you're just so torn up about it. You're just, oh, Lord, please help me. Lord, please, please have mercy. Lord, please. And then God takes it away. You think, oh, why did I doubt? Why? His strength to stand, my strength, is made perfect in weakness. His strength to stand is our surety and representative before God. I can't do that. What can I do? How can I? His strength is our federal head who lived for us, established righteousness for us before God, and his perfect obedience to God's law. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. His strength in being made sin and suffered the indescribable justice and judgment and wrath of God, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How could I have done that for myself? I can't do that. Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Yeah, we're beggars. Beggars that have been made to admit in our heart our true need of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who shall, according to his word, supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But let me ask you this as I wind this up. How can I be assured that he will supply? How can I be assured that he will answer for me? A creature of the dust, one unworthy, like that woman with the issue of blood that came in the press behind, fearful. I'd rather you not notice. I really don't want to share with you my problem. That's what she's saying. I got a problem and I'd just rather it not be broadcast, if you don't mind. How can I be assured that I can have a part in his promise? Psalm 138:2, when he said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He that cometh to me. How many times, let me ask you this, do we find ourselves time after time after time? Lord, you said he that cometh. Lord, I come again this morning. It's me. Lord, it's me again. Lord, thank you that you promised me. You said if I come to you, I come the only way I know how. Lord, I don't even know how to come. I don't even know what to ask. I'm just coming this morning. I'm just asking. Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, how do I know that I have the assurance that he hears? Psalm 138:2, he has magnified his word above all his name. Magnified his word. How can I be assured that I have a part in that glorious promise? Whosoever shall call upon the name, the character of the Lord shall be saved. Not he that calls upon a Jesus that has made salvation possible. He that calls on the name of the Lord as he's revealed in these scriptures, he shall be saved. He said in Isaiah 58:9, thou shalt call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and he shall say, here I am. What assurance we have when we pray. He hears. I think, when you pray, call upon your Father, and the Father who heareth in secret You know, that's an assuring word of promise. The Father who heareth in secret. You mean he hears me and this one and this one and all? That's what he said. That's what he said. We have some confidence because he said he'd hear. And when we call, he said, I'm going to say to my people, here I am. Lord, here I am. Lord, you mean to tell me you would say something out of your word to the assurance of your weak and beggarly children? Yeah. He who hears the cry of his people is the one who placed the cry in their heart. Therefore, he needs no instruction from us about our need, but he said, I will be inquired of. This is what I'm going to do for you, but I will be inquired of. It shall come to pass that before my people call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. Not only does he promise to answer when we cry, he's promised to say, I'm here by you, hearing in your presence. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of you. And lastly, waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Searching the scriptures. Seeking him in prayer. Hearing his gospel preached. Let me tell you, waiting on the Lord, expecting that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. And he's going to do it for our good and his glory. Maybe not what we ask or what we think or what we want, but what we need. That's what he said. Waiting on the Lord is God's evidence that he is our reward. That's what he told Abraham. Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Isaiah 62:11. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion. Okay. Daughter of Zion, behold, thy Savior cometh. Behold, his reward is with him. That is, life in him, who is our reward. And his work is before him. Behold, the Lord said, Revelation 22:12, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.